Number 92. The Cave Dweller. The old monk, who rumor had it was illegitimate, had been living in the large cave in the igneous rock since time immemorial. You would think that such a cave would be dark and dirty, but the monk always kept it in immaculate condition. It was an idyllic place for him. The monk was an open idolater, and idolatrized several gods. This was an idiosyncrasy, because all the other people in the area worshipped either one god or no god at all. Icons and idols decorated his cave. He idolized them. People thought that his idolatry was rather extreme, but the monk was not an iconoclast, and so no one felt the need to be iconoclastic towards him. Besides, he was doing nothing illicit. The monk was certainly not idle. He was considered a member of the Illuminati, as he gave people good advice, usually illustrated with examples from past experience. Some people said that his wisdom was illimitable. As a result, many an important person from far, far away would travel to the cave to seek his advice about an imbroglio. They traveled in person because the monk's handwriting was illegible, so a written message would have been useless. He usually spoke in idioms, so his words were easier to remember. The monk had a very interesting ideology. He believed that good was immanent, and that people were only ignoble or illiberal because of some temporary illusion, or perhaps emotional imbalance which could be remedied. A man might have the elusive idea that only riches would bring him happiness. This might lead him to commit ignominious acts such as overcharging customers, or illegal acts such as stealing from people. The monk's illustrious patience, even with imbeciles who had dismayed other holy men with their imbecility, was idiosyncratic. I remember visiting his cave to explain my problem to the monk. There was no ignominy. The cave was illuminated with so many lanterns that I wondered how it didn't ignite. I looked at the icons, and he told me that some were originals and others were imitations. I was imbued with a feeling of complete relaxation. I asked if imitative behavior was always a good idea. He told me that behavior of that ilk was often illusory. We talked together and imbibed a little alcohol. After my visit, I wrote an idyll about it.